How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. Some unfortunate news to report. A mother who had originally agreed to be interviewed on Grade A Nation had a really bad outburst when she found out that the subject of the interview was going to be about her obsession with World News Tonight and David Muir. At Easter dinner, she threw some dishes, dumped a plate of ham, mashed potatoes, and stuffing on my lap and almost scalded me. Tim, what are you doing? All right, okay. For whatever reason, Tim has a vibrator and he's using it to try and communicate. Okay, that was very distracting. Nonetheless, mother said that we are trying to embarrass her on Grade A Nation by talking about her fandom of David Muir. That's what she calls it. I call it a sexual obsession. But that's neither here nor there. So, it looks like Mother will not be interviewed anytime soon. Unless we figure out an alternative approach. Or just maybe do a sneak attack and surreptitiously record a phone call where we bring it up and then use that audio and play it on the podcast. Tim. Okay. If you're going to be using the vibrator to communicate, at least pick a spot where I'm not talking. All right? Thank you. Anyway, our disappointment in not getting Mother to participate in an interview on Grade A Nation was somewhat mitigated by the nice news that little Alabama fat boy, Conrad Thompson, that mortgage huckster, wasn't able to get The Undertaker to appear at his little convention. I think it's, what's it called? NAMBLA Fest? No, not NAMBLA Fest. StarCast. StarCast 2 at the Caesar's Palace. And Conrad wanted to have The Undertaker perform, or not perform, but appear at the show or convention, you know, orgy, whatever. And the WWE caught wind of it and said, that's not happening. They scooped up Undertaker to a bigger, better contract and essentially included language that said Undertaker can't appear at an event like StarCast. And of course, the Alabama fat boy, big tub of lard, got real upset saying there's a signed contract, he paid the deposit and whatnot. And, you know, that's just too bad. I mean, welcome to the wrestling business, Conrad. That's how it works, is that sometimes deals are going to fall through. And now he's complaining that WWE isn't offering alternative performers to his liking. You know, Kurt Angle pulled out. Shawn Michaels isn't going to be appearing. But he has to realize that this NAMBLA Fest, I'm sorry. StarCast. It just seems like the people that would attend StarCast would also go to a NAMBLA enthusiast convention. so that's why I'm getting mixed up. But the StarCast event is closely intertwined with AEW Wrestling, which is the new upstart promotion that has a lot of financial backing behind it, that is trying to be competitive with the WWE. So, of course, the WWE is going to perceive any event affiliated or tied with or connected with AEW Wrestling as competition. And StarCast is definitely that competition. So they're going to do everything they can to prevent the WWE talent that they find most valuable from appearing at NAMBLA Fest. StarCast, thank you, Tim. Thank you for correcting me. And the fact that I understood what you meant by turning on a vibrator, I mean, that really speaks to our special connection as brothers, really, when you think about it. Love you, too. All right, well, this situation is going to be playing out over the next few weeks. I believe StarCast is towards the end of May, and we'll see what happens. There could be potential developments where the WWE does a make good and gives an alternative performer to replace The Undertaker. Maybe they give the Brooklyn Brawler, maybe Pat Patterson, you know, someone that everyone is clamoring to meet. You know, karaoke with Pat Patterson, that sounds like an event that a lot of people are clamoring for. Maybe a... Oh, well, I won't say that. It was going to be a... it was going to be another comment about Chris Benoit. But we got a lot of complaints about how we had mentioned that the ghost Chris Benoit character was on the WWE drawing board. You can go back to one of the past editions of Great A Nation to listen to that one. So, a little bit of sad news, and that Mother didn't want to be interviewed for Great A Nation, but some good news, and that Alabama con artist Conrad Thompson, in our opinion, that's just an opinion, was screwed over by the WWE. That was good news. Anyway, folks, we'll check back in with you as soon as possible. We're going to be working hard to secure an interview with Mother. We really want to get the scoop out about why she has this obsession with David Muir, why she'll hang up the phone anytime around 6:30 when Raw News Tonight is about to come on, why there are people telling us they hear moaning coming from the room where she's watching Raw News Tonight at 6:30, why, and Tim, please, and why this noise is also evident when Raw News Tonight is on. It's 30 minutes of this noise going on. And what is she doing while watching David Muir while this is being applied? Oh, God, I don't even want to think about that. All right. So, we'll check in with you again next time. Let us know what you think. 5-star reviews on all the podcast platforms of your choice are very, very nice. Spread the word about the show and get in touch with us at GreatAUSA on Twitter. That is at G GRADEAUSA. Thanks for your time, and we'll check in with you soon.